I said, Flo, I'm going to be on this competition, and I really want to use your water for my competition, Flo. Is that okay? And she looked at me. She said, well, sure, Gail. Go ahead. So I had an Avion water bottle, and I emptied it out, and I went into the girls' room of Sally's and drew the water out of their faucet, and that's the water that I used for my $25,000 pie.
Welcome to the Pizza Therapy Podcast, a show about eating pizza, making pizza, loving pizza, where we talk about pizza. We have pizza conversations with the famous, the notorious, as well as unknown pizza lovers. Stay tuned. Hello, pizza lovers, and welcome to episode 5 of the Pizza Therapy Podcast. I call this the $25,000 pizza interview. The following interview with Gail Chernets is from a few years ago. It's one of my favorite pizza conversations. Gail had just won the Food Network Ultimate Recipe Showdown, hosted by Guy Fieri. She won by creating a crawfish and andouille sausage pizza. The incredible thing is that in the middle of filming her episodes in New York, she drove to Sally's, a pizza in New Haven, to use the water in her award-winning pie. This interview adds fuel to the endless debate of whether water actually does make a difference in making great pizza. Gail is a professional chef as well as an instructor. She also worked at ACH Food Companies, helping to develop and refine recipes. She was the winner of our own Pizza Therapy Pizza Competition, and she is a regular guest chef on a local CBS affiliate morning show. She's also a food writer for the Germantown News in Tennessee. Currently, she has an in-home pizza party business, which you can find at her website, galespizzaparties.com. Her other website is foodsinthefastlane.me, and you can discover her on Facebook at Gail's Pizza Parties, and I urge you to check her out. This episode is sponsored by the Pizza Therapy Pizza Kit, which you can find at kit.com/pizzatherapy, as well as the bottom of our homepage at apizzapodcast.com. I'll include all links in the show notes. Here's Gail.
I have my old friend, Gail Chernet, on the phone with me. Gail just recently won the Ultimate Recipe Showdown on the Food Network. How are you doing, Gail?
I'm great today, Albert.
First of all, I want to congratulate you on your big, big win.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That must have been pretty exciting.
It was an unbelievable moment. Really crazy. It took me about 30 seconds for it to hit in when they announced my competitor's score that I actually won. Yeah, I kind of went crazy when that happened.
And what recipe did you win with, Gail?
I think you're going to absolutely love this one. I won with a recipe that I came up with, and it's crawfish and andouille sausage pizza.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. That's like a great recipe.
It is. It's wonderful.
Gail, tell me how you got started in even entering your recipe into the Ultimate Recipe Showdown.
Well, you know, Albert, the first season that this show aired on Food Network, I was watching the show with my daughter, and I said, you know, I should enter this competition with a pizza recipe. And I thought this crawfish andouille sausage pizza is something that's very different, and it's kind of the South meet the East, and, you know, we combine, finally can come together as one and be happy, happy in a pizza. So I submitted the second year it was on, I submitted that recipe, and I actually made it to the semifinals. I was the runner-up. There's six categories in the show, and the category that I competed in, or tried to, was comfort food. So the first year, I didn't make it to the final cut, and then I changed my recipe a little bit last year, and this year I did make it. From there on, everything was absolutely wonderful.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what happens? They accept your recipe, and the Food Network contacts you?
Yeah, the way it worked is this year there were over 10,000 recipes submitted, and out of those 10,000 recipes, they go through the recipes, and they pull what is something that's different that they think that they would like, and they test them in the kitchen. And then once that happens, then they contact you, and they say, okay, you've made the semifinals, or you've made the first cut, and we'd like you to submit a 5-minute video talking about yourself, not doing a cooking demonstration, but just talking about yourself and your life. And, you know, they're looking for your presence and stage presence and whatnot, and your personality for sure. Also, I was to submit a meal that can be done in 30 minutes or a recipe that could be done in 30 minutes. And I submitted that, and then I got the phone call that, I was in. I was golden. So it was great.
So you made the finals.
Correct.
The Food Network contacts you, and then what was the next step?
It was very rushed this year. Second year, or the year that I didn't get on, they actually contacted me way back in June. But this year, they didn't contact me until August, which was really pretty late. And from there, it was very rushed. They said, you know, if you're chosen to be one of the finalists, we want to come out and do a profile shoot of you. And I'm thinking, okay, that's great. Well, scheduled me to do a profile shoot before I got the final announcement that I actually made the final. And I heard maybe like 5 days before they were scheduled to come out to Memphis to spend the day with me. They had a very specific itinerary. One of the things that I do is I race Porsches, and I'm also instructor for the Porsche Club of America. So we went out to the racetrack here in Memphis, Memphis Motorsports Park in Millington, Tennessee, and we spent 4 hours out at the racetrack, and it was in full race gear, and that was just very, very exciting. And from there, we came home, and I made some pizzas here, and they interviewed me here. And I also teach at a cooking school. I teach for Viking, the makers of the range and kitchen equipment. They also have a cooking school in town, and I'm also an instructor for Viking. And then we spent another couple hours at Viking doing a mock cooking class. It was a phenomenal day, absolutely phenomenal. That's what they call my profile shoot. Out of the 8 hours that they spent filming me, they put 2.5 minutes of me on Food Network's website, and they also showed maybe a minute of that whole 8 hour clip on the actual show itself. They send you to New York for 3 days before you're going to be filmed. You have to go into the kitchen and you're given a list of supplies, so you have to make sure they have all the food items at your request and all the supplies that you're going to need for your recipes. Then I had about a 2 hour interview, a before interview, and then the following day we actually filmed the episode, and that was another good 8 hours involved. And then I had to go back the day after I won, and I had another hour and a half interview. So there was really a lot involved. And then because Kohl's was one of the sponsors this year for Ultimate Recipe Showdown, I was asked to go back in January. All the winners of all the different categories made a commercial for Kohl's, which they are showing on Food Network's website, as well as they showed at the end of each episode. Part of the prize is $5,000 in Food Network gear, which is sold at Kohl's. So there's going to be like this big truck pulling up in my house in the next couple of weeks and dropping off all these products. I have no idea what they are. It's going to be like Christmas.
Oh, exciting. That's really exciting. And you also won a cash prize as well.
I did. I won $25,000 in cash. And quite honestly, I hung on to my check for 5 months before I ever deposited the check. I don't know. It was just like, I can't believe this is my check. I didn't want to cash it, but I finally did. The Food Network kept calling me up and saying, when are you going to cash that check? I said, okay, I'll put it in the bank. I'll put it in the bank. And I'm just going to sit on it. I have no idea what I want to do with the money. I'm certainly not going to use it to buy kitchen cabinets. There's something that's meant for me to do with that money, and I just don't know what it is yet.
Now, let's go back to the finals. There you are with Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
He is hosting the show.
Yes.
And also there's a panel of judges.
Yes.
And you made your pizza.
Crawfish and andouille sausage.
Mm-hmm. And they judged it, correct?
Yes.
And they obviously loved it.
They did, yeah. I got rave reviews for the pizza. There were three other competitors, because in each category there's four competitors out of 10,000 people. Four people make it for each category. They taste the food, and then you go into the green room, and then you're brought back to do a speed round. My speed round, I chose lobster and puttanesca sauce, and they just tore me apart. They tore that recipe apart. You know, they were telling me that I overcooked the lobster. Well, I used to live in Connecticut, Albert. Our backyard was Long Island Sound. We had 40 lobster pots. So there's no way that I overcook lobster. I mean, it's just not going to happen. You know, they had to make it sound like drama in it, and it was very, very interesting.
Also, Gail, I noticed you did a little trick with a fork. with some parsley. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I'm now becoming known for a little tool that I call a parsley puller, which is actually just a small salad fork. And Guy and I had this little interaction while I was doing my speed round. I gave him his own little cooking class talking about how you tell the difference between parsley and cilantro. And parsley begins with a P and the ends are pointed, and cilantro begins with a C and the ends are curved, and to look or smell again. And then I pull out this little fork and call it a parsley puller, and it does a great job of pulling the herbs off of the stems. So this whole little thing was done in my 30-minute speed round. I was definitely in my zone.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. You know, Gail, I want to talk a little bit about your pizza, and this particular pizza, which was the ultimate recipe showdown winner. We have a lot of pizza fanatics that are listening to this. Tell me some tips. I understand one of the big things was he imported the water from Sally's a pizza on Worcester Street in New Haven.
Yes, I did. This whole pizza thing started when my husband relocated me from Connecticut almost 16 years ago. I had my first bite of Memphis pizza, and it was just awful. So I started making my own pizza, and the only different factor in pizza dough is water. I mean, it's flour, it's oil. The ingredients are the same. The only thing that changes is your water and what water source it comes from. So I started importing my water from Connecticut. I still have family up there. We go up to visit. I come back with a suitcase full of water and keep it in the freezer. But for this particular recipe, I happen to know Flo.
Okay.
So when I go up there, I call ahead of time. I mean, we don't have to wait. We just walk right in. I said, Flo, I'm going to be on this competition, and I really want to use your water for my competition, Flo. Is that okay? And she looked at me. She said, well, sure, Gail, go ahead. So I had an Evian water bottle, and I emptied it out, and I went into the girls' room of Sally's and drew the water out of their faucet, and that's the water that I used for my $25,000 pie.
That is unbelievable.
Guy was calling it my magic water, and he was so cute. He opens up the water. He says, it even smells like pizza.
Uh-huh. Can you tell me a little bit about the dough? Your dough recipe.
Well, my dough recipe happens to be on your website. It is on your website, and people can get to it by going to pizzatherapy.com and then linking under Italian recipes, and under that you'll see Gail's award-winning recipe. And that is the same recipe that I use pretty much for Ultimate Recipe Showdown. Pizza dough recipe is the one that I use.
I just have to say as an aside that your pizza dough recipe was a contest that we had a number of years ago, and it was the winning recipe at pizzatherapy.com. I'd like to say we knew you, Gail. Pizza Therapy awarded you the best pizza recipe before the Food Network even existed.
That's absolutely right, yes. It's funny, very funny.
Now, tell me a little bit about the pizza itself, the crawfish and andouille sausage.
Correct. Now, you can link to Food Network's website and get all my recipes. They now own them. But I do have a couple of tips when I make my pizzas. After I roll up my dough, I always take extra virgin olive oil and rub it around the outside of the crust to give it a very nice color and a wonderful flavor. And I also use something called the hearth kit, which I think is very imperative for those that are serious about learning the art of pizza making in their own home.
And the hearth kit is a type of pizza stone that has sides, so it really kind of mimics a wood coal-fired oven.
To me, it kind of assimilates a brick oven because the sides really keep all that heat inside, and most pizza stones are maybe a half an inch thick, but this hearth kit, this is at least an inch thick. And the trick also with the hearth kit is you really need to preheat it for at least an hour before you bake your pizzas on it.
I agree, and that's a big trick. I think anytime anyone makes pizza that you really need to preheat your oven for at least an hour.
The pizza goes right from the peel and slides directly on the stone. I never use any type of pizza pan. It's got to be cooked on the stone.
Uh-huh. Gail, what advice could you give someone that wants to enter a food contest or the Ultimate Recipe Showdown? What would you tell them?
I would tell them to definitely go for it. Come up with a good recipe, something that you really are heartfelt about, and submit it. This was actually only the second competition that I ever submitted a recipe for. Yours was the first. Getting involved in this, and once I won, I'm also on Facebook, and so many people Facebooked me and commented. It's amazing to me how many competitions. I mean, they make a living on it, just about. But you've got absolutely nothing to lose. Nothing.
So you cannot win if you do not play.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you have to believe in yourself.
You got to believe in yourself. You got to have self-confidence.
Yeah.
And you got to put yourself out there. You got to submit to recipes.
Yep.
Well, that's fantastic. And it really sounds like it paid off for you, certainly financially, but also sounds like it really has helped your career as a cook and as a teacher, as someone that is a food lover.
Yeah. This has really given me some good credentials, and this whole thing is opening up some really fabulous doors for me that I'm hoping are going to lead to even more fabulous doors.
That is just fantastic, Gail. And as I tell you, we're so proud of you. Remember, the Pizza Therapy family makes good big time. And I like to say you're 1-1 for the Gipper. And you really
yes, definitely. Whenever I teach my pizza classes, because I do teach pizza classes at Viking, I always tell them about your website. Always.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm very humbled that you would. Gail, give me some pizza tips that you have for the home pizza maker.
One of my favorite things to do is I really like to make my dough a day in advance, and that's not totally necessary, but on a personal level, I like the flavor of the dough after it's set for at least a day, because it's got more of a yeast flavor, and I really like that flavor. But another tip that I will give my students is, if you come home and last minute you want to decide that you want to have pizza, do you have to wait 5 hours for the dough to rise? What I do is I'll take a cup of water and I'll put it in my microwave and boil it, and I'll make my dough, and then I'll put that in my pan with olive oil, and I'll cover it off with some saran wrap, and then I'll put it in the microwave, and what that boiling water does is it creates a very nice steam room for the yeast, and of course, you know, yeast loves a nice, happy, warm surrounding, and it will make your dough rise in about an hour. And people will ask me, do you need to punch down your dough 2 or 3 times? You know, Albert, I can't tell the difference between pizza dough that's been punched down 1 time, 2 times, or 4 times. I don't know about you, but it all tastes the same to me.
I'm going to concur with you. To me, the ultimate test is to make your dough ahead of time, make it the day before. And I've left my dough in the refrigerator for 2, 3, 4 days, and it comes out fine. I think that really helps to activate it. That is a fantastic tip. How about making the pizza itself, Gail? You mentioned that you rub the outside of the dough with olive oil.
Yes.
Before you put on the topping. That tends to allow the toppings to cook on top of the pizza.
Well, what I'll do is, if I'm going to make a pizza with sauce, I will rub the outside edges with the olive oil, and then I'll put the sauce in the middle. So the olive oil is pretty much just covering where the sauce isn't going to spread out to.
Oh, I see.
So it gives it a really nice flavor and a really beautiful color. And then right before I put my pizzas into the oven, I always sprinkle additional extra virgin olive oil on them.
Okay, that's a great tip. So do you think the olive oil on the dough helps to brown up the dough a little bit?
Oh, it does. And it makes it a really nice, shiny color. And I said the flavor of the dough, no one, usually people throw the dough out. Very seldom do they not eat the crust in my pizza.
Those are some fantastic pizza tips. Now, Gail, also, you are a big fan of Worcester Street Pizza, pizza from New Haven, Connecticut. Tell me a little bit about that, some of your favorite pizza there.
Well, definitely Sally's. I mean, there's this big war. Some people say Pepe's, some people say Sally's. I'm right there with Lo. I think their pizza is the best pizza on the planet, mm-hmm. Second only by mine.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, it certainly is fantastic pizza.
Yeah, and, you know, I think their thing is that coal-burning oven, which is just phenomenal. I love that blackness in your hands when you pick up the pizza and eat it. I try to explain that to people here, and they just don't get it.
It's like nothing else on the planet. I know that there are just a limited number of states that allow coal. Not every state will allow people to have a coal-burning oven. I also want to point out the fact that a lot of people may not know this. In a wood-fired oven, the wood is actually burning around your pizza. In a coal-fired oven, it's in a separate chamber. So the coal is actually just heating the pizza chamber, not flavoring the pizza. There isn't a coal soot on
right.
the pizza. Okay, that's kind of important. So you like Sally's of Pizza, and they've been there for a long, long time.
They have. They've been there forever, and fans know. I mean, Frank Sinatra used to go when he was in town. He'd always go to Sally's, and, I mean, they have pizza flown out from Sally's to a lot of Italian celebrities over the years.
Absolutely. There's a story a couple of years ago by Salvatore Consiglio's brother
wrote
a story, and he talked about how Frank Sinatra would send his driver from New York, which has great pizza, to drive to New Haven to pick up their pizza and deliver it back. And also in Sally's is a signed portrait of Frank Sinatra. He signed it to Sally. And Sally isn't a girl. It's a guy, Salvatore Consiglio. And also he is a nephew of Frank Pepe. And he learned how to make pizza from Frank Pepe. So he's carrying on the family tradition.
That's something I didn't know. I didn't know that Sal was a nephew of Frank Pepe.
He was. And I've talked to Flo and Flo's sons, Rick. And I've also done a number of interviews with Gary Bamonte, who's a grandson of Frank Pepe. And you know what Gary will say, that any of the Pepe's, Sally's, Pepe's, he said that's mostly in the fans. He said, you know, as family, they're close and they really get along. So there isn't that kind of rivalry. But Salvatore Consiglio learned how to make pizza from Frank Pepe, and then he opened his own pizzeria right down the street.
Right.
And again, using a coal-fired oven. Gail, you've won the ultimate recipe showdown. You're a cooking teacher. What's next for you, Gail? What are you working on?
Well, right now I'm actually working on my ultimate goal, Albert, is to have my own cooking show. Since this competition has aired, I have been on some of the local morning shows in town. I was on Live at 9 last Friday, which you can link to on my Galina's Cucina page on Facebook. And next Friday I'm going to be on another morning show called Live in Memphis, and we're going to be shooting from the Viking Kitchen. And I've also been asked back to appear once again on Live at 9, and I'm hoping that this is going to open up some other doors. I'm also trying very hard to be a guest chef on another Food Network cooking show called Down Home with the Neelys. The Neelys are a husband and wife team, and they own several barbecue restaurants here in Memphis, and they have a very successful show of their own. And they're from Memphis, and I'm trying very hard to be a guest on their show. That's my next big step.
Well, I'm sure that they will ask you to be part of their show, Gail, as soon as they have one of your pizzas.
You know, yeah, absolutely. I'd love to be a guest on their show and do a nice barbecue pizza. Their barbecue and my pizza. That's a little bit of heaven right there.
I want to wish you a lot of luck. I know that your dreams of having a cooking show will be reality. You've worked really hard about this. This is nothing new. You've been really putting yourself out there, and I'm sure that it's going to happen for you, and I want to wish you all the best.
Thank you very much, Albert. I hope it does happen, and I figure I've got absolutely nothing to lose, and if it's meant to be, it'll be.
Thank you so much, Gail. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, great. Thank you for calling me, Albert, and you have a wonderful day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Gail. It was great having this interview with you. Who says making pizza doesn't pay off? Since she won her $25,000 prize, she has upped her pizza game, she's attended Pizza Expo, and she now travels around the South hosting incredible in-home pizza parties. You can find out more by visiting Gail at her website at galespizzaparties.com. If you have one of her parties, you will not be disappointed. So make sure you visit galespizzaparties.com. You can also discover more about Gail at foodsinthefastlane.me and also on Facebook at Gail's Pizza Parties. Gail, we wish you all the best in your future pizza adventures. I'll include all links to Gail's websites as well as other references in the show notes. Please support our sponsor, the Pizza Therapy Pizza Kit. You can find it at kit.com/pizzatherapy. We include all you need to make incredible pizza at home, as well as cookbooks and other pizza tools. Discover it at kit.com/pizzatherapy, as well as the bottom of our homepage at apizzapodcast.com. Until next time, pizza on earth, goodwill to all.